Recent past elections across the country were dominated by campaign messages of immigration, terrorism, and the Iraq War. But Jim Henson says those hot-button topics have been replaced by economic concerns. Henson is a pollster with the Texas Politics Project at UT Austin.
We saw the economy begin to sort of overtake Iraq in people's kind of national economic concerns about a year ago.
And reports of looming multi-billion dollar budget shortfalls in 2011 have pushed the topic further to the front of the campaign trail. Austin Democrat Texas House Member Donna Dukes spoke at a Bill White campaign rally last week.
Budget cuts will all be approved or denied by a governor. Now, would we rather have a friend or an enemy in that seat?
But when Bill White himself took the stage, there was no talk of budget cuts, which Henson says is typical.
We do not have a history of seeing candidates, you know, being particularly successful, you know, talking nuts and bolts and talking realistically about the budget.
But both White and Republican Senator and candidate for governor Kay Bailey Hutchison stand to benefit from a down economy and its effects on the state budget, because conventional wisdom goes that the worse it gets in Texas, the more likely Governor Rick Perry will be saddled with the blame. Will Lutz is managing editor of the Lone Star Report, a conservative political newsletter.
Because basically he has hung almost his entire campaign around the theory that our fiscal policies are better than theirs, and therefore our economy has responded better than theirs.
There is one way Governor Perry can spin a prolonged economic slump in his favor. Mr. Perry oversaw $10 billion in budget cuts in the 2003 legislative session, and he's the only one in the race with that experience. Reporting on the Texas governor's race for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.